And now, the Sci-Fi Channel and Imagination Theater present, live from the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City, Sleepy Hollow, The Legend.
Find you sitting on a rock sketching.
Morning, Cousin Hendrik.
Oh, easy, Isabel. And what deviltry have you and your pencil been up to so soon after sunrise?
Deviltry? I'm simply capturing Sleepy Hollow in the morning light. That is my only mischief. I find it very relaxing.
On the contrary, from your stack of drawing paper, cousin, I can see you've been very industrious. So, what are you drawing now?
Oh, that interesting specimen standing over there. He's fascinating. See? Tall, lank, narrow shoulders. And there, long arms and legs, hands that dangle a mile out of his sleeves. Feet that might serve for shovels.
Your rendering is perfection.
Oh, but his best features, small head, flat at the top. Huge ears, green eyes, and a long snipe nose.
Like a weathercock.
Yes, he's perched on his skinny neck to tell which way the wind blows. Look at him, he's walking like a scarecrow that escaped from a
field. Quiet, he can hear you. He's coming this... good morning, Mr. Crane.
Good morning, Hendrik. And this is...
Ichabod Crane, this is my cousin, Hans, visiting Tarrytown for several weeks.
Oh, an artiste. What are you sketching? Oh,
this warming up, just noses. I mean, nothing. Just scarecrows at the sketches. I mean...
never mind my cousin, Master Crane. He's giddy with the beauty of nature, yes. Are you off to your schoolhouse, Mr. Crane?
Yes, I am, Hendrik, molding little farm merchants into scholars. This very morning I will teach them to... Is that honey cake?
Yes, Mr. Crane, for my lunch.
Perhaps you wouldn't mind if I break off a small piece. Well, a larger piece is... You know, perhaps it would be easier if I... delicious. Thank you most kindly. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Mr. Crane.
You swallowed my whole piece of cake.
I'll be lucky you didn't spill jam on your drawing pad.
What is going on? There will not be behavior of this type at any school where Ichabod Crane teaches. I believe I need to take my birch stick down from the wall. If you children don't hear the voice of knowledge, you will certainly feel it. All of you, sit up straight and hold out your right hands.
Ow! Ouch!
Why is your wrong end sticking up in the air, child?
I'm hiding, sir. Oh!
Enough. Right yourself. Sit up straight. Class, take out your hymn books. We will leave crude folk songs for country dances where they belong. Turn to hymn 32. I will sing first, then we sing together.
Goodness and peace are mine. Light above, flow and shine. Go, darkness back below. All is love, this I know.
Oh, now together.
Goodness and peace are mine. Light above, flow and shine. Go, darkness back below.
Will be punished for your impertinence. And why are you sniveling?
My mom was baking a pie tonight, and now I won't get any because I was wicked in school.
Did you say a pie? What type of pie, child?
Apple.
Apple pie.
My two older sisters are helping her.
You have two sisters?
One is 16 and one is 17.
16? 17. Apple pie. Maybe if you behave yourself, I will accompany you home and inform your mother and your two sisters personally about how well you are doing in school. Apple pie.
Let me get the door for you, Mr. Crane. Yet home safely, Mr. Crane. Let me get a piece of cake for you for your walk, Mr. Crane.
Oh, my,
and how you can eat, Mr. Crane. Glory hallelujah, I says to myself. I says, I've never seen anyone at supper eat as much apple pie and boiled ham and potatoes as Ichabod Crane. I says, must be all your brains working so hard, Mr. Crane. That's what I says to me as a boy.
I'll take a piece of cake now, Mrs.
And you're like a traveling gazette, Mr. Crane. So much gossip. Not that I need to hear gossip, Mr. Crane, but a body does get curious as to what her neighbors are saying and doing and thinking. Isn't that right, Mr. Crane?
Correct. Now, if I may have that cake.
And that book you were telling us about.
Cotton Mather's History of New England Witchcraft. I firmly believe that it explains...
Yes, I believe in ghosts and goblins and haunted fields and brooks and the headless horsemen, all righty. But when you tell me something like the world is turning around and that we're all topsy-turvy half the time, well, it makes a body wonder, Mr. Crane. Here's your cake, Mr. Crane. Get home safe, Mr. Crane.
Good night, Mrs. Good night, Mrs. O'Brien. Oh, my. No, don't. Thought you were a goblin or headless horseman or something. Shoo, scat. Go away. Goodness and peace are mine. Light above, glow and shine.
Oh,
darkness back below. All is dark, this I know.
Ah, good day, Hendrick. Colored chalks. Oh, let me see what provides you with such multicolored inspiration in our beautiful sleepy hollow that... I see. Katrina Von Tassel.
I saw her standing in her doorway a while ago, and yes, colored chalks. How could a homely old pencil capture her charms? She looks to be 18, plump as a partridge, ripe and melting.
Oh, you rendered her well, certainly. Rosy-cheeked as her father's peaches. I see you've recorded the short petticoat.
And the prettiest foot and ankle I have seen in these parts.
Oh, steady, cousin, steady. She's a beauty, but quite a flirt with all the local...
Her door is opening. There she... Who is that with her?
Him? Indeed, it's Ichabod Crane, a former sketch model of yours,
but
I
how
believe.
Could he...
Ichabod Crane visits her home to teach her music.
I wager the music in his head isn't found in that book of hymns he carries.
And the supernatural spirits of... And the supernatural spirits of the... No use... Can't read anymore. Time to surrender to sleep. Good night, book. Good night, candle. And good night, Ichabod.
Good day, Master Crane.
To our lessons, Katrina.
Good day, Master Crane.
Good day, sir. Master Baltus Von Tassel, sir. You have an exceedingly talented and lovely daughter.
Yes, that I do, my boy. Love her more than my pipe.
And you have a very well-appointed farmhouse.
Big farmhouse.
Rich fields.
And there are pigs.
Roasted.
And pigeons.
In a big pie.
Don't forget the porkers.
Bacon.
Turkey.
Sausages.
Wool to be spun.
Yes.
Pewter.
Yes.
Harnesses. Fishing nets.
Yes.
Claw-footed chairs.
Mahogany tables.
Yes, yes.
Treasures of old silver.
Marry me.
A cupboard full of fine old china.
Marry me.
It is yours, my son.
Marry me.
I am yours.
Marry me, Katrina.
Yours.
Yours.
Katrina. 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 Yeah. Phew. Shouldn't eat so much ginger cake before bedtime. Oh. Dreamt of Katrina Von Tassel, and of her father, Baltus Von Tassel, and of all his wealth that someday will be mine.
Oh,
Much obliged, you welcomed me home from school, Schoolmaster Crayfur.
It gives me more of an opportunity to know my students, James. How much farther to your farmhouse, James?
Down in that valley, Schoolmaster Crayfur.
Tonight your mother is cooking game hen with cornbread stuffing, correct?
Yes, Schoolmaster Crayfur.
Always glad to walk one of my scholars home from school, James. Always.
Now,
James. Good evening, Brom Van Brunt. Gentlemen, please place your horses elsewhere so I and my students may pass.
Place our horses elsewhere. Easy, Daredevil. I just needed to speak with you, Ichabod Crane.
Egg out.
There are rumors flying around the countryside. Have you heard?
Rumors?
Such as the one about a certain gentleman with curly hair, rather muscular, a good horseman, who is angry at a certain itinerant schoolmaster and the attentions this schoolmaster is paying to a Miss Katrina von Tassel.
No, I hadn't heard.
And that this gentleman threatens to double up the beanpole of a schoolmaster and lay him on a shelf of his own schoolhouse.
No, I never
heard. Or the rumor that this gentleman and his gang of friends broke into the schoolhouse late one night and turned everything topsy-turvy.
Oh, no, I never. That was you?
And I hear this gentleman might even go so far as to smoke out the singing school by stuffing up the chimney. Ah, easy, Daredevil. But enough idle rumor. Good day, Ichabod Crane. May I pay your respects to Katrina von Tassel when I see her? Ho! Oh! Ho, oh, Daredevil!
No! Oh,
your mother's roasted game hen, James. Hurry. He'll not win. He'll not cheat me out of what should belong to me. We will continue with our singing lessons, children. Open your hymn books to page...
Mr. Ichabod Crane?
Yes?
An invitation to attend a quilting frolic this evening, sir.
Where is the merrymaking to be?
At old Baltus von Tassel's farm, sir.
Ha! I wager the invitation comes from the fair Katrina von Tassel herself. She can't resist me.
Your classroom is a little smoky, Mr. Crane. Is your chimney stopped up?
What smoke? What chimney?
My food is to your satisfaction, Mr. Craig.
Oh, man.
I see you've discovered the ham and smoked beef and broiled shad.
As I have the roasted chicken and donuts and quillers and sweet cakes and shortcakes and ginger cakes and honey cakes and the pies and the peaches.
Give us a tune. Let us hear a tune. We want to die.
Time to move among my other guests, Mr. Crane. It pleases me greatly that you are enjoying yourself. Mr. Crane, don't forget the preserved prunes.
Katrina, would you... Katrina, may I have the honor of this dance? I pride myself on my dancing as much as upon my vocal prowess.
Why, yes, I accept, Mr. Crane.
Wait, Katrina, you promised me.
I'm having this dance with Mr. Crane. I'm sorry, Brom. You'll just have to sit in the corner and watch us.
Yes, you may learn something, Brom Bones.
As may you, Ichabod Crane. As may you.
Pretty Polly Terry, marry me. Pinch your cheek or peach underneath the tree. Pretty Polly Wink, please think of what will be. Pretty Polly Pray, please tarry, marry me.
Friends, before we tell more ghost tales, good friends and neighbors, I must thank you for being guests at my quilting frolic.
Oh, thank you.
Has anybody seen my daughter, Katrina?
She was outside speaking with Brom Bones and the schoolmaster, Ichabod Crane.
Young people.
Friends, it grows late, and we may sit here by the fire and tell ghost stories till the dawn. But my quilting frolic will not be truly complete until we speak of the favorite specter of Sleepy Hollow, the Headless Horseman. The Headless Horseman has been heard several times of late patrolling the country. He tethers his horse nightly among the graves in the churchyard.
No.
Indeed he does. The church is so sequestered, as we all know, that it seems always to have been a favorite haunt of troubled spirits. Not far from the church is a road, formerly a bridge, shaded by overhanging trees, so gloomy, even in daytime. This is where he is seen, an apparition of a figure on horseback, without a head.
What is it?
Oh, some say it is the ghost of a Hessian trooper, whose head was carried away by a cannonball during the Revolutionary War. He was buried in the churchyard, and his ghost rides forth to the scene of battle in nightly quest of his head. Ever and anon he is seen by country folk, passing along Sleepy Hollow like a midnight blast, in hurry to get back to the churchyard before daybreak, as if on the wings of the wind. Now, good evening and Godspeed, my neighbors and friends.
Oh, these women, these women. And she was so nice to me. Katrina was playing coquettish tricks with me. She led me on, she did. And why? A body would think the girl was trying to make someone like a Brahma Bones instance jealous or something. Nothing to do about it tonight. Home, sleep. Move, gunpowder, faster, boy. A dog, a farm dog. Nothing, nothing. Ate too much. Too many ghost stories tonight. Is that... Oh, a frog. Just a frog. the stream. And the bridge. Haunted. Move along, gunpowder. Move. No, not against the fence. Forward. Move along, gunpowder, and watch out for the bushes. Not in the bushes. Come, gunpowder. Move, gunpowder. I said, move along, gunpowder. Why are you stopping? Move along, gunpowder, move. Move? What in the world? Who are you? You big, dark, object, or whatever you, are. Who are you? Move, gunpowder! Move, gunpowder! Thank goodness! Thank... What? Who are... Why are you riding alongside me? I can't make you out. Gunpowder, oh, faster, boy. We're leaving the stranger behind, but... he's still here. Still riding beside me. Ah, moonlight. Now I can see. Stranger, if you feel you can't... You have no head! You have no... Gunpowder! Run! Run! Faster! 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 Oh, no! You're not a saddle! It's slipping! It's slipping! Ah! Hang on! Hang on! The trees! An opening! The church bridge! I'm safe! The bridge! The bridge! Look at... Get back! Get back! Ah! Ah! We're losing! We're losing! Look back! You see? He's holding something! He's going to throw something!
Cousin Hans, may I see?
Certainly, Hendrik. Behold, here is where the townspeople found that poor devil's saddle trampled in the dirt, and, well, this is a rendition of where they found his hat. And close beside, a shattered pumpkin.
They never found poor Ichabod Crane. But you know, cousin, I was at the wedding yesterday of Brom Bones and Katrina Van Tassel. I asked Brom Bones about poor Ichabod Crane. Brom was one of the last to see him at the Van Tassel frolic.
True, he might have noticed something. What did he say?
When I mentioned the saddle and the pumpkin, Brom, he laughed out loud.
No.
Yes. Then Brom leaned into my ear and said, "He that runs races with goblin troopers is likely to have rough riding of it."
Do you think Brom knows more than... he lets on?
Stake me to a pint of ale, cousin. I can hold forth on the subject the whole evening.
Sleepy Hollow the Legend was written, composed, and directed by George Czar and featured Paul Singleton as Ichabod Crane, Paul Amadeo as Hendrick, P.J. Sosko as Hans, Rebecca Nice as Mrs. O'Brien, Andrew Jaffe as Baltus Van Tassel, Alyssa Honeycutt as James, and Jeff Betts as Brom Bones. Also heard were Cheryl Blake, David Brunner, Barbara Hallis, Timmy Reif Snyder, and Laura Sheridan. Audio engineering, Tom Curley. Sound design, John Colucci, Sue Zizza, and Butch D'Ambrosio. Music performed by Rick Knutson and his orchestra.